USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump says production of face masks is on the rise to deal with the coronavirus pandemic, but they need to stay in the U.S.
We need the masks. We don't want other people getting it. That's why we're instituting a lot of Defense Production Act.
The Trump administration announced it would prevent the export of N95 masks. Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau says that's not a good idea.
We're working with the American administration to ensure that they understand that goods and services that are essential to both our countries flow in both directions across the border, and it is not in any of our interests to actually limit that flow.
John Hopkins University reports the U.S. death toll from the pandemic has topped 8,000. This is USA Radio News.
This is a message from everyone at MediShare. There's a Bible verse that tells us to be anxious for nothing. Instead, it says we're supposed to present our request to God with thanksgiving. And there is something about being thankful, especially in the midst of anxiety. And with that in mind, the staff and members of MediShare have something to say to all of our health professionals right now. Doctors, nurses, all hospital staff. Thank you. Thanks for what you do and what you may be called on to do in the days ahead. Thank you, first responders. Thank you to shopkeepers and grocers and the men and women working late nights to restock the shelves. Thank you, cashiers in the checkout aisle. Thank you, delivery drivers and factory workers and caretakers for our elderly, for all you're doing to protect them and give them comfort. So many people to thank, more than we can mention, important people who have their own lives, their own families to be concerned about, and what they're doing is a blessing to us. So from the hundreds of staff and more than 400,000 members of MediShare, thank you.
New York State has counted 630 more coronavirus deaths in just the past 24 hours. Governor Andrew Cuomo says without life-saving equipment, that number will grow.
People are going to die in the near term because they walk into a hospital and there's no bed with a ventilator because there's either no bed or no staff or no PPE or no ventilator. That is what is going to happen.
He says the number of cases now on Long Island is like a fire spreading. The U.S. military is fanning out to fight the virus with field hospitals and hospital ships. Commander Terrence O'Shaughnessy.
The concept here is we're going high-end all the way to the lower-end medical needs, and we're plugging into the New York City and the New York State broader system, and we're open for business. We're ready for them to bring in the patients even at a higher level.
He says military assistance is also being set up in cities like New Orleans, Dallas, and also Seattle. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here are some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
The FBI is reporting that gun background checks are skyrocketing. Here's USA Radio's John Hunt with that story.
Firearm sales and federal background checks for purchases soared to all-time highs in March as the coronavirus pandemic brought buyers out in record numbers, even though gun dealers were included in orders shutting down businesses in a number of states. The FBI conducted 3.7 million background checks last month, according to the latest figures. That's the highest total since the National Instant Check System for Buyers was launched in 1998, and 1.1 million higher than the number conducted in March of 2019. The March figure also topped the previous high of 3.3 million set in December 2015 after the Obama administration raised the prospect of restricting assault weapons after the deadly mass shootings in San Bernardino, California. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.
Another tragedy for the Kennedy family. Search crews are still scouring the Chesapeake Bay for the bodies of the daughter and grandson of former Maryland Lieutenant Governor Kathleen Kennedy Townsend. The missing canoeists were ID'd as Maeve Kennedy Townsend McKean and Gideon, her 8-year-old son. They were granddaughter and grandson to Robert F. Kennedy. Police say they went paddling in the canoe from a home in Shadyside, Maryland. They went out just to retrieve a ball that had gotten away. The wind was very strong, and they were blown out into the bay. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.